It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yeah, thank you for joining me here in another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting here at 10 p.m. Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area, right here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the iHeart Radio Network. Mind Your Business, presented by BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, presents CEOs, Fortune 500 executives, and we have conversations with them and then share their incredible advice, wisdom, perspective with you. In fact, some of the guests that we've had on the show, Dr. Adrian Boise, the Chief Experience Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Dick Schulz, Founder and Chairman Emeritus of Best Buy, Jason Robinson, the Director of Marketing at UPS, John Scully, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Beth Comstock, former Vice Chair at CMO&G, and so many others. Every single past episode is available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's the platform that hosts all the past guests that we've had here on Mind Your Business. And for those that subscribe to our YouTube channel, guess what? You automatically are notified every single time an episode goes up. Tonight's guest, oh man, what an incredible guest. Seth Godin, the famous Seth Godin. Yeah, he's my guest tonight. Well, when this episode goes live on YouTube, if you subscribe, you're automatically notified. Subscribe on YouTube. How you can find us, 710-WOR, Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, 710-WOR, Mind Your Business, and you will automatically be notified when tonight's episode goes live, and when every episode that is a video episode goes live. Well, just to be a mensch, some thank yous. The great team here at Bottom Line and Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, in particular, Srili, Michal, Bracha, Miriam, Avigail, Malki, and to the great folks at 710 WOR, in particular, Darren and Robert. Thank you, Zeb Brenner, who precedes me here on 710 WOR. A special thank you to all those that stop me anywhere and give me great feedback or send me emails, WhatsApps. I appreciate it. Also, a special thank you to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Lakewood Scoop, which features the business class clips every single day on Instagram. Nucky Radio, visit them at NuckyRadio.com. The Jewish Home, which features a print summary of selected Mind Your Business shows in a Q&A format. And of course, on business class clips, for those that like to consume media on WhatsApp, you could just sign up by texting sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519 and you will automatically receive the daily business class clip broadcast. Or on Instagram, business class clips. And of course, we're on all your favorite podcasting channels, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Player.fm, among many, many others. Well, without further ado, we are going to go to tonight's incredible guest right after this commercial break. We have the one and only Seth Godin, entrepreneur, author, speaker. His TED Talk has 1.7 million views already at this point. So right after this commercial message, stay tuned for Seth Godin right here on Mind Your Business.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saflis right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. My incredible guest, Seth Godin. Seth is an entrepreneur, best-selling author, and speaker. In addition to launching one of the most popular blogs in the world, he's written 19 best-selling books, including The Dip, Lynchpin, Purple Cow, Tribes, What to Do When It's Your Turn, and It's Always Your Turn. His most recent book, This Is Marketing, was an instant bestseller in many countries around the world. Seth was actually, might be the only one, who's inducted into the Direct Marketing Hall of Fame and the Marketing Hall of Fame. Special shout out to Ramon Ray, who got me in touch with Seth. Seth, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is
old school, classic New York radio.
Thank you. He's right. Seth, how can a company get their ideas to take root, spread, and grow like wildfire?
Well, it helps to start with ideas that are going to take root and spread, as opposed to insisting that the world like what you've got. It probably makes more sense to make something the world wants. And too many businesses who have tried really hard to build what they've built and have toiled now believe they deserve people's attention, but you don't. Attention is scarce, attention is precious, and it's not going to come your way unless it's in the interest of the people you're serving.
So you have to really know your target market, make sure you're on point and serving them something they're truly interested in.
Maybe instead of thinking of them as a target market, which is sort of a hunting term, you could think of them as students and figure out how to be of service. Because if we can figure out a few people to serve, it is way better than trying to capture attention.
Seth, what is the single most important factor needed for a successful advertising campaign?
So there's two kinds of advertising, direct marketing and brand. Most online advertising is direct because you can measure it. And the reason that Google and Facebook got so profitable is if you run $100 worth of ads and it works, you make $200, so you do it again. That's not the way podcast ads work or radio ads work or billboard ads work or TV ads work. Those are brand ads. You can't measure them. And so they require frequency and patience. You show up and you show up and you show up. You don't change your ad because you're out of patience. You change your ad because you've had it run its course. And making that kind of advertising work is a totally different game than figuring out how to do direct marketing that works.
Now, later on in the interview, we are going to talk about, and of course, you address it in one of your books, The Dip. But now I just want to touch on something you just mentioned. Can you please define the difference between branding and marketing?
So, a brand is not a logo. A brand is a promise. It is the shortcut we have for what to expect from you. Everything about you, the way you dress, the way you talk, where you show up, how much you charge, who your coworkers are, what you dump in the river, all of these things inform your brand. And everyone either has a brand because we're judging you or you're ignored. And marketing isn't advertising. Marketing is the hard work of figuring out how to make things better for the people you're serving by living and breathing a story, a change in the world. That is marketing, which means that anything that touches the market is marketing, which means that everyone in the organization works for the person who's the head of marketing.
You know, Seth, you bring to mind an interview I had with Jeffrey Hazlett. A brand is a promise delivered. That was the way he put it. A brand is a promise delivered.
And I think Jeffrey learned that from me. I'm thrilled that it came out.
Okay. I'll have to say it. Big brother Jeffrey. We'll have to point that out. By the way, and I've heard you talk about this in the past, but perhaps I could just hold on to it. Your take on building a following on Instagram.
Okay. So first thing I got to tell you about social media, whichever form you use, LinkedIn, Facebook, doesn't matter. If you're not paying, you're not the customer. You're the product. And your job is not to make Mark Zuckerberg happy. That's not why you wake up in the morning. So don't use any of these platforms the way you're, quote, supposed to. And don't spend a lot of your time chasing the latest trend. You're not going to be the next Kardashian. We already have a Kardashian. That likes don't mean people like you, and friends aren't really your friends. So this is a channel to earn permission. the privilege to deliver anticipated personal and relevant messages to the people who want to get them. However, the problem with these owned and operated social media sites is they could take it away from you at any time. Yeah. At the beginning on Facebook, you could reach all of your friends and fans anytime you wanted. And then they started strangling it and charging you to boost your message. So Instagram, your question. You know, I got a 250,000 people who are on my Instagram channel, even though I don't have never once used Instagram the way you're supposed to. I don't post pictures of my dog or what I ate for lunch. Use it the way you want to use it, but do it in a way that the people who follow you are glad they did, because they're not doing it to sign up for your commercials. They're doing it to fill their day with something that matters to them.
The power of story. When I interviewed Beth Comstock, and I see you have a beautiful quote, I interviewed her a number of times. She talked about the power of story. And in fact, on one of the interviews, she kind of railed in a polite way. She said, you know, people come to me with a with an idea, and then they say, okay, now we have to put a story to it. She says, no, what's your story? And then what? How are you, you know, what's your product? What's your concept? What's your initiative to support that story? Right. Seth, your take on the power of story.
Well, my friend Bernadette Jiwa has written the best books on this topic. But basically, if you know anything, if you remember anything, it's because you told yourself a story about it. You told yourself a story about your grandma's rug lock. You told yourself a story about that day you got picked in gym class. You told yourself a story. A story is not once upon a time. A story is tension and release. Mm-hmm. A story is possibility and realization. Human beings live with stories. So Beth's extraordinary work for all those years at GE, she didn't make nuclear power plants, but she figured out how the narrative associated with whatever GE was making matched and fit into the worldview and beliefs of the people the story is being told to. Like all these people who are irrational, who are taking placebos, who are believing this or believing that, suddenly they get to work and they become engineers. I'm not buying it. Very few people live their life as engineers, facts and figures. That's not what it's about. It's about what do we tell ourselves to make sense of our lives and the world around us.
Seth, you frequently talk about what someone can learn from failure. And of course, at the famous TED Talk, which has, it's getting towards 2 million views at this point, you talk about your CD, Sauce. What was the thinking behind it and the lessons learned from that?
Well, I guess I would say that the only thing we learn from is failure. Even if it succeeds, we're learning from it because we're so relieved we didn't fail. But failure is where learning lives. It's not about doing well on the test. It's about experiencing the story of what didn't work. And I'm ready to go toe-to-toe with anybody on terms of quantity of failure. I have, you know, written 8,500 blog posts. Half of them have been below average. I have been thrown out of fancy offices. I have had businesses that not work, ideas that didn't resonate. And I'm grateful for every single one of them. Because the things we learn from a failure are so much more vivid and so much more resonant than the story we tell ourselves about a success.
Now, in the book, The Dip, and this is really such a critical topic, and that is the importance of patience. My question to you, Seth, is for an individual or a company that's coming out with a new product, what are your guidelines? What's your recommended advice for how long an individual, or again, or a company should hold on to that concept and say, give it time. Like in your example in the TED Talks, you talk about sliced bread. It took years for it to take hold. And so, of course, today, the greatest thing since sliced bread. How long should someone hold on to it before they say, maybe this is just a big waste of time?
So there are two parts to your question. It's a great question. The first part, I'll tell you a story. 1983, a guy came to my office and he said, I got this great idea. And the idea was a headband that you could use to use your brain to control a video game. And he says, I'm making this product and I'm spending the entire marketing, promotion, advertising budget on one episode of The Cosby Show. I'm going to run one ad one time. And then he said, and it's going to cut through the market like a hot knife through butter. like a reaper through a wheat field. I didn't even know what a reaper was. I just knew that it could go through a wheat field really fast. And I said, that's your plan? He said, that's all the money I got. I said, then you picked too big a project. Many small businesses pick too big a project. You need to pick a small enough project that you can pick your smallest viable audience and persistently and consistently and generously with frequency show up again and again and again and again and again to get to the other side. Because if you have made the stakes so high that if it doesn't work the first time you're out, you might as well not even bother to show up. Because every success that we can talk about, it doesn't matter. Twitter was a failure for a year and a half. Google had zero revenue for more than its first year. I don't care which one you want to name. It just doesn't work that you're going to be discovered outside a drugstore and then made into the star of the biggest movie of the year. Much more likely is that this journey is going to be about failing and earning trust. Attention isn't your problem. Trust is your problem. Why should we loan you our attention? Why should we sign up? Why should we try it? That takes time. And the way we get through this is by picking a tiny group of people to serve, and then they tell their friends, not you running around hustling. No one wants to be hustled, nobody.
Seth, before my final question, am I allowed to ask any new works you're on, any new books that you care to share with the audience?
Well, in November, my book, The Practice, came out. It's about shipping creative work, and I'm really pleased that it seemed to resonate with people. And the workshops I built at Akimbo, I don't own them or run them anymore. It's a B Corp, but they're at akimbo.com, akimbo.com.
I thank you so much for your time. Any final takeaways with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
You know, here's the deal. I have such respect for the kind of person that wants to lean into building a small business. And that's who's listening today. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have time to do it right, when are you going to find time to do it over? Stop trying to look for a shortcut and a hustle. And instead, figure out how to be missed if you're gone. Figure out how to lean into generosity and possibility and do work you are proud of. It turns out, amazingly, that that is not only the shortcut to happiness, but it's the shortcut to doing good work.
Seth, I can't thank you enough for joining me on tonight's edition of Mind Your Business.
It's a pleasure. Go make a ruckus, everybody.
What a great segment. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftis right here on 710 WOR and on the iHeartRadio Network. For those of you that missed it, we just had the honor and privilege of having on Seth Godin, the one and only Seth Godin. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up on our dedicated channel, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you can pick up all the past guests that I've had on the show. And by the way, for those that are subscribed to our YouTube channel, you are automatically notified every single time a episode goes up, and this will turn into a great video episode. So all you have to do is on YouTube, subscribe to 710 WOR Mind Your Business to receive incredible business content, which we deliver week in and week out. Well, I'd like to share now some interesting takeaways. A lot of times people stop me to say, Yitzhak, how about you sharing some takeaways? I say, okay, fine. You know, I got some time here and would love to share. And thank you for your trust in the in this platform, in the and the opportunity that I have to serve you and the mandate to deliver great business content week in and week out. A number of weeks ago, actually by now, a number of months ago, there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal in the Exchange section where they interviewed David Farr, or they observed him. He is the CEO of Emerson Electric. And the title was, "You Have to Take Jumps, a CEO Strategy for Steering a $45 Billion Company Through a Pandemic. Keep Moving. Here is how his decisions played out for better or worse over the course of a year." And inside this column, he has a number of key takeaways that I'd like to discuss and really, you know, explain for the benefit of the listeners. It goes like this. David Farr's COVID lessons, the CEO's best tips for leading the industrial giant through the pandemic. Number one, keep moving forward. Number two, don't believe the conventional wisdom. Number three, break down problems into smaller choices. Number four, remote work has its limits. Number five, over-communicate and be more transparent. Number six, pay attention to who came through for you in a crisis and don't forget it. So let's go through one by one. Keep moving forward. How important is that advice? Now, so many people out there think, keep moving forward. Okay, how simple is that? Of course, keep moving forward. No. There are many times where a person, when we interviewed Beth Comstock, she spoke about fog flying. I think it's a similar concept that we're talking about now. When a person is going through a situation that is delicate, they have to keep still moving forward. That is, many people, they're just, you know, okay, I'll give up. It's not working. I mean, Seth spoke about it earlier in the show. Can't just throw in the towel when something is not working out. Of course, okay, there are certain guidelines. There are times when something is just not working out. But in many cases, the circumstance is that you just have to keep plowing ahead. You got to be patient. You got to be patient and persistent. And you have to keep on going. So keep moving forward is a key point. Next point. Don't believe the conventional wisdom. Now, what that means is it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to challenge the status quo, right? Mark Bodner speaks about that all the time, challenge the status quo. Now, there are certain guidelines, okay, but at the same time, conventional wisdom is not the be-all and end-all of any specific circumstance. A person has to feel comfortable asking questions and then maybe exploring areas that will open up only if you ask the questions. If you're going to be stuck just on, all right, that's the way it is. So then, how is any type of innovation going to grow out of that? It's not going to grow out of just following the conventional wisdom all the time. So again, his point was don't believe the conventional wisdom. Next point from David Farr from the interview in the Wall Street Journal was break down problems into smaller choices. How profound is that? When people, there are many times that a company, I know that here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, there'll be, let's say, a specific campaign and we're trying to address a particular challenge in the marketplace. And there's maybe a big, it might be a big challenge, but say, okay, let's break it down. That's, again, I'm reading the point here. Break down problems into smaller choices. As opposed to just saying, okay, we're going to tackle this one huge big problem. Let's break it out. And then, okay, how will this apply to this group? How will this apply to that group? What channel should we be leveraging in order to reach this particular audience? Is it print-based marketing? Is it social media? Is it video-based marketing? Or many? Should it be a billboard? Should it be radio ads? There are many different options. We have to break down the problems into smaller choices, into smaller options, and that gives it gives the ability to really get a handle on sometimes big challenges. Okay. The next point was remote work has its limits. Now, at the beginning of the pandemic, essential workers needed to show up at their desks, at their place of business. But by and large, I believe it was around 90% of Americans at one point were, or whatever the percentage was working remotely. And we made it work. America still continued to function with people working out of their living room, out of their bedroom, whatever the circumstances were at the time. And they continued to work. But remote work has its limits. Now, of course, there's some out there that say, well, it's going to be better. It's not better. Let's face it. God wired us that we all have an essential magic as every single human does, which is why AI is great, but the robots are never going to take us out, right? Because a human wants to interact with another human. There'll still be power lunches. There'll still be dinner meetings. There'll still be boardroom meetings. Of course, you know, once everyone, you know, comes back, and please God, it should all return to normal soon. But remote work, when it's necessary, it was necessary, okay. But it does have its limits. That's what this interview with David Farr, again, the CEO at Emerson, was addressing. That, yes, many people had to continue to work this way. We get it. But it has its limits. There's a certain amount of what I've seen out there is that there's a certain amount of the threshold for mistakes and miscommunications just unfortunately got a lot, you know, a lot higher. That bar was raised, not in a good way. Why? Because remote work, there's lack of communication, lack of interaction. Even having a conversation with someone and seeing the way their facial expression moves, that has a tremendous impact. It's not just following along by an email. And now, of course, Zoom was very helpful, yes, and we saw that the amount of people interacting by Zoom skyrocketed during the pandemic. But still, human-to-human interaction will come back because, as humans, we love to interact with other humans, and there's so many communication aspects that unfortunately are missing when it's not done in person. The next point that he had was over-communicate and be more transparent. Now, those that are part of the Bottom Line family know that's one of my favorite words is over-communicate. Why is that so important? Because there's so many times something is given over, and whether it's, you know, from a client to a vendor or on a team, interpersonal relationships and communication needs to be given over. And people just assume, especially when it's done by email, I mean, that's most people at this point finally get it, that you can't just assume that through an email, oh, the person I'm sending the email to, they got it. They totally understand what I'm talking about. No, they don't. A text, an email, you could get a lot of information in there, but to assume that the other person truly understands the nuances is not being realistic. So therefore, that's why I know I like to communicate with a lot of people via either Zoom or BombBomb. I use the BombBomb videos because then you get to see facial expression. You get to hear the tone of voice as opposed to just email, which right, one of our great guests here was Stephen Gaffney. He spoke about it when I had him on the show. We got to get him back. So really, we got to get Stephen Gaffney back on the show. Stephen, he talked to me. He said, how often is it that an email comes across and then suddenly the person that sent it doesn't even realize they set off a firestorm, not realizing that it was just because the email was there was a certain lack of communication that is inherent in an email. Now, am I against email? Of course not. Do I understand that emails need to be sent? Yes. Do I receive and send emails throughout the day? Of course. Yet, his point that he had over here was over-communicate and be more transparent. To the extent possible, it's safer and it's more important to over-communicate a message and to be very, very clear, ultra clear, even to the point that you're saying to yourself, you know what, maybe I'm just overstating my case. No, better to overstate it, and then it will eliminate misunderstandings. And the last point that David Farr, again from Emerson, brought up in this Wall Street Journal article is pay attention to who came through for you in a crisis and don't forget it. That's always so important. You know, people have a tendency to forget once they, you know, get through. It's like, imagine if, God forbid, it should never happen to anyone, their car breaks down on the side of the road on a highway and someone comes over and gives them a hand. You got to remember that person. You got to come through for that person. Those individuals, whether it's staff, clients, vendors, there were many that went above and beyond the call of duty during the pandemic for others. Remember those people. Stay with them. Don't just like, okay, another vendor comes along, fine, I'm just going to toss them out. No. If someone came through for you at a difficult time, make sure to reciprocate and be extra gracious to that individual. Again, whether it's a client, whether it's a vendor, whether it's a friend, any type of relationship, because that person was there for you during the thick and thin. These are some of the points I took away from this particular article in the Wall Street Journal. Another article that caught my eye in the Wall Street Journal was actually a review of a book written by Tom Hanks. The name of the book is Uncommon Type, Some Stories. Okay. And in the piece in the Wall Street Journal said, never, I'm going to hold it up here, never play solitaire again. The virus has taught us that life and health are precarious and we must not squander precious time. His point is so on point, if I may say it that way, and that is, during the pandemic, in fact, one of the great interviews I had at the very beginning back in April of 2020 was with Norm Traynor and Keita Demings of the Covenant Group. And they said it straight. They said, we're being given a gift right now, the gift of time. People were in quarantine, right? As mentioned a few moments ago, most people were not able to get back to their desks, be out there. And they had a lot of time. So they're, you know, many people, okay, how am I going to pass the time, as the expression goes? No, don't look at it that way. Say, what can I take advantage of now that I have more time? There's some people that they wrote a book. They came up with visionary ideas, some of them that are on the market already, or some of them are going to come to the market soon. But if a person has an opportunity where suddenly they're given time, actually they're being given an incredible gift. The gift of time. And that's why he wrote over here, never play solitaire again. Now, sometimes a person needs an outlet. We're not going to get into that. But if a person is being given the gift of time, leverage it. Think of visionary ideas. Think of maybe write down your plan. What's your 1-year plan, your 3-year plan, your 5-year plan? Write down certain ideas and actually write it down. Write it down. And that's another tip that was shared by Joe Hart. When I had Joe Hart here on the show a while back, we have to get, Cyril, we got to get Joe Hart on also, the CEO of Dale Carnegie. He said, if you want to get somewhere, make sure, and you have ideas and you want them to happen, write it down. This is a great separate tip. Write it down. Because when you write it down, then you actually are, there's a certain mental significance to it, that it will keep your feet to the fire to actually follow through. You're tuned in to a great edition of Mind Your Business here on 710 WOR. We're going to be back with more great business advice in a moment. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 710 WOR. We have a gift. We have a gift. What do you get for free? You can get something for free. Of course, you're getting great business advice week in and week out. And for those that subscribe to our YouTube channel is 710 WOR Mind Your Business. You are automatically notified every single time a show goes up. The recent show with Deborah Jasper. What about with Country Yussie? I mean, there's hundreds of shows that are already live on our YouTube channel, and a subscriber gets notified automatically every single time a show goes live. Well, our gift tonight is as follows. For those that are going to be able to, that are watching this on YouTube, this will be live. Okay. Here at Bottom Line, we created a time management template. I want to explain exactly what this is for those listening. for those listening, become a subscriber on YouTube and you'll automatically be notified when you'll be able to watch it. But, you know, we're going to turn this into a business class clip. There you go. Business class clip. Say that 10 times. Business class clip. Okay. There's a time management template that we use here at Bottom Line, BLMG, because we have a lot of work for our clients. We're thrilled. By the way, any new clients, just give me a call for a free consultation, 718-412-3505, 718-412-3505. But how do we juggle it all? We created a time management template, which if you send an email to time@bottomlinemg.com, include your name. It's very simple. Name, company, address, and phone number and email. Okay, so again, name, your physical name, the company name, address, your phone number, and your email address. We will send you a complimentary copy of an entire pad. There's 50 sheets in here. It's 50? I believe it's 50. Maybe it's more. I think it's 50 sheets in each pad. And let me explain what this BLMG time management template does. Let's face it. We all have more on our plate than we can handle in a day. So how do we get it done? The answer is you have to identify what is the top priority. That's why if you take a look here, the four top boxes are red. Red means those are things that are top priority. Then the orange are like medium priority. And then the bottom four are blue. Why are they blue? They're like, if I can get to them, great. But if not, not. But let me actually, even for those listening, let me just explain the benefit of this. You have the name client, okay? Then there's project, okay? Then there's brief description and estimated time. This is so key, so critical, because you also need to identify how much time you project a particular project to take you, okay? So, for example, let's say you write a certain, in a client or whatever the project is, brief description. And then estimated time, is it going to take 45 minutes? Is it going to take an hour and a half? And be realistic. Don't just put the time like, oh, it shouldn't take more than 20 minutes. No. If you think it's going to take 45 minutes, put down 45 minutes. Put it down and write it out. Again, I'm showing it here for those that are watching this on YouTube or on Business Class. You have a few lines here, but then it says the estimated time. Always write in the estimated time. And then you'll have an idea of what's realistic for me to accomplish in the coming day. And at the end of the day, take stock of what was accomplished and see what needs to be filled out for the next day. Believe it or not, studies have shown that when you prepare for your day, on average, you're 25 to 50% more productive. Why is that? Because then you know what also not to pay attention to. It's not on the list. Now, sometimes there are little emergencies that pop in. You have to give some oxygen to that. So when you fill out your chart, let's say you put in an 8-hour day. So you have roughly 6.5 hours here and you have a little buffer time. So this is not necessarily charting out what to do when in the day, but the top four categories, again, the top four categories, and by the way, again, what I'm describing here, if you send an email to time@bottomlinemg, we will send you a free pad, a free BLMG time management template. Or yet send an email to time, T-I-M-E, at bottomlinemg.com, and we will send you a free complimentary time management template to you. In the email, just put your name, your company name, okay, your address, because we're going to physically send you an entire pad and your phone number and email address, okay? And we will send you a complimentary time management template. And you will see your efficiency, your effectiveness throughout the day. So I'd love to even hear those stories. But again, just before I go to a commercial break, I want to remind the listeners, tonight we have an incredible giveaway. The giveaway is the BLMG Time Management Template. If you send an email to time@bottomlinemg, the email should go to time@bottomlinemg.com, of course. Just write your name, your company, address, email, and phone number. We will send you a complimentary BLMG Time Management Template, which is almost guaranteed maybe short of a guarantee, because everyone use it in their in the way that they're going to use it. I can't, you know, take responsibility for how an individual is going to work with it. But it for studies have shown that your productivity will increase by at least 25% when you have a great handle, a time management template on hand. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Mind Your Business with the Essex Tablets right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. And now I want to talk about the power of a tagline, okay? There was a recent story in the Wall Street Journal back in March. Conagra in talks to sell Hebrew National to JBS, okay? The popular hot dog brand, Egg Beaters, and Autumn's Tennessee Pride brands could fetch $700 million, okay? Now, the article... I love the way the article began. Hebrew National may soon answer to a different authority. Okay, so they got a pun in there. Now, the story is as follows. Hebrew National, again, is being sold, right? Or they're working on a major transaction. Inside the article, the following paragraph I would like to read. Okay, here goes. Conagra in April 2019 said Hebrew National sales over the previous year were $170 million and Egg Beaters were $78 million. But the kosher hot dog's popularity and cultural cachet transcend the brand's size, thanks in part to its long-running slogan, "We answer to a higher authority." Now, we're not getting into the kashrus of the product here. We're talking about the tagline. The tagline was, "We answer to a higher authority." And the article itself mentioned, right, that the brand's value was much greater than just the sales value, than the sales and everything else that the company is offers in the sale to a major company. Why? Because of the tagline. The tagline, "We answer to higher authority." So let's talk about taglines. Actually, I'm going to share some important tips that need to be adhered to. I discussed it in my book, So What's the Bottom Line, my book that came out a number of years ago. And I quote in there from an article in Advertising Age. Number one, first, the slogan must be brief, because the truth is everybody can remember a quick jingle or a catchy phrase, but most people can't remember long essays or lengthy chapters from an encyclopedia. So when it comes to creating a winning slogan, less is more. Another point, the slogans should not be too funny or extremely clever. Consumers come in all shapes, sizes, and IQs. A slogan that sounds more like a geometry equation and less like a sales pitch won't be so effective. In fact, many famous slogans highlight a specific characteristic about the product. For example, the Sleepy slogan, right, quoted above, they had for many years, "For the rest of your life." That was an incredible slogan, "For the rest of your life," right? It's understood on many different levels. So a mattress company, right, that's obviously a great tagline. Taglines, but as we mentioned in the beginning of this segment, taglines actually increase the overall value of your brand if done right and used over and over and over again. That's a point that came up earlier in the segment with Seth. What we're going to do now is go to, again, one of the very popular channels that Bottom Line created over the last, actually started last June, was Business Class Clips. On Instagram, it's very easy. You just go to Instagram, Business Class Clips, click follow, and every day delivered into your feed is the clip of the day. And we featured such incredible material and guests, and it's a minute, micro learning. And we've covered many topics, but among the guests, Shep Hyken, Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, of course, from tonight's show, Seth Godin, that's going to make it into Business Class Clips. So on Instagram, it's Business Class Clips on Instagram, and automatically, if you follow us, you're automatically entered into the feed. On WhatsApp, message sign up to 718-594-6519. Again, message sign up on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically be added to the daily broadcast, which goes out once a day on WhatsApp of a Business Class Clip. So again, if you like to use Instagram, just follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. You'll automatically, it will show up in your feed automatically. Or on WhatsApp, type the word sign up on WhatsApp, not just a text, has to be on WhatsApp, to 718-594-6519. Now we're going to give a listen to a clip with Ron Carucci about, as an executive, pick your team carefully.
Many executives, when they arrive into whatever big role they've come into from wherever they've come, they inherit a team. They don't get to start from scratch. Right. Not every executive should take a team intact and is likely to be able to succeed working with all of them. And so whatever their particular agenda has to be or whatever they've got to get done in their tenure in the role, they've got to look critically at, do I have the right team for that? Wow. Many leaders, unfortunately, wholesale, impulsively change out a team too quickly. Many of them stick with a team too long. And then eventually they too go native. And so it becomes too difficult to remove one of them. They'll do a reduction in force of 20,000 employees, no problem. But ask them to fire someone on their team, you'd ask, it's like removing a kidney with no anesthesia. It's too painful for them. If it's somebody they appointed, they can't even see the blind spots. They cannot fire somebody they hired. So you've got to have a critical eye at your team so that you're not carrying dead weight or carrying people who are contradicting what you're trying to get done.
Yeah, a very important piece of advice from Ron Carucci. He is a partner at Navalent, and he coaches many Fortune 500 companies on executive talent recruitment and, of course, scaling. And that's what he was talking about, that if a CEO comes in, you know which talent is he going to keep on the bus? Which one does he need to replace? And in business class, in that clip, he discussed that particular very delicate topic. Now we're going to go to a clip from Deborah Jasper. Deborah Jasper is the CEO of Mindset Digital. And she was also, she has a lot of awards, and she's a public speaker, and she's, has written books, and it's coming out with a new book in a couple of months. And here she talks about, and I love the topic of this clip, show me a story. Now, of course, for those that are on WhatsApp right now, they automatically get this clip when it comes out. And you could join Business Class to receive the daily broadcast on WhatsApp by texting the word sign up to 718-594-6519. Again, text sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp, and you will automatically receive these clips every single day. Micro learning, they are usually under a minute. 1 minute, a clip on a relevant business topic. Now let's give a listen to this clip, this amazing clip, Show Me a Story with Deborah Jasper.
The studies are showing between 70 and 90% of the information we take in visually, we take in through our eyes. We take it in visually. Visuals can double memory, your memory recognition. So you need to, don't just tell me a story, you need to show me a story. So if you are walking the client through financial data or numbers, you're going to have to unpack that in a more visual way. And you've got to design for a small screen now. So there's nothing worse than putting up a slide and saying, I know you can't see this, but.
Yeah.
You know, we've all seen that. And you're putting on your glasses and you're peering at the screen. If you, we have something we call, I'm giving you lots of tips today, I know, but we have something we call the 3 second rule. If I can't make sense of your slide in 3 seconds, you have to rework the slide.
Yeah.
And those are just some big shifts that are coming because your audience is distracted. Maybe the cat's walking in front of their screen. Maybe their kids are talking to them. There is a lot going on. And, you know, they're in their bedroom at home trying to work. It's just a different, our lives have changed. Our clients have changed. Their expectations have changed.
Yep, show me a story. Now we're going to go to a clip called Think in Real Time with Steve Cohn. Steve Cohn is the host of Chamber Magic. And, you know, listen, we all want results right away, whether it's from a marketing campaign, an initiative that you have, but it's not realistic to think that way. So he has a great tip here called Think in Real Time. Let's give a listen.
The best advice that I have is something that my mentor gave me when I was starting this show. Her name is Holly Pepe. She's a poetry professor, but she also happens to be a great supporter of magic. And she said to me, always think in real time. Don't push the river. You must let it flow. And I think that's a very poetic and a beautiful way of approaching business, right? Think of things in real time. You want it to happen now, right? You put in all this investment and time and you want to see results right away. Right. That's what everyone wants, right? We want instant satisfaction and results. But if you think in real time, then you understand it's not going to happen right away, most likely.
Right.
And that's why when I made that 20-year goal, she said, oh, you're on the right track. You made a 20-year goal. That's good thinking.
Now we're going to give a listen to a business class clip that we had featuring Jack Hubbard from St. Meyer and Hubbard. And he talked about BNG. BNG explained. Let's give a listen.
We teach BNG. It's real simple. Where's the company been? Where is it now? And where is it going? If it's a first call with a buyer, I want to do the first call six. Who are the decision makers in the process? What's your time frame? What's your criteria for buying? Who's my competition? What kind of political issues might come up? And what about trusted advisors and how do I earn that status? Questions along those lines. There's a great book called Insight Selling, written by a guy named Mike Schultz, a good friend of mine from a company called Rain Group. And Mike talked about the importance of adding insights to your questions. So all those are really critical. Then the last question is the 97% question. I find it fascinating that salespeople don't ask things like, what, if anything, haven't we discussed about your personal or business financial situation that you would like to talk about now? About 97% of the time, nothing happens. But it's that 3% that I'm really looking at.
Yeah, and we're playing selected clips here on tonight's edition of Mind Your Business from Business Class Clips. That is the channel that BLMG set up. Soon it's going to be close to a full year. We're not there yet, but it was set up last summer of 2020. And we basically take snippets. Our team puts together snippets from these shows that we have and that provide in roughly 60 seconds or less a great business topic that's all packaged in on video. So for those that are on Instagram, that's how you like to consume your media. Great. Just follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram and you will automatically see it show up in your feed every single day. For those on WhatsApp, you can get for free delivered. We've put out one daily broadcast every single day, one broadcast with a clip. All you have to do is text over sign up, the two words sign up to 718-594-6519. Text over sign up to 718-594-6519 and you will automatically be receiving going forward the daily business class clip put out by Business Class Clips. We're now going to give a listen to a clip with Mike McIntyre. He is the head of business and government banking at Investors Bank. And the title is, Are You Adaptable? Here he packs it into, 48 seconds, 50 seconds? Are you adaptable? Let's give a listen.
In terms of hiring, especially since, let's say, the middle of March through now, the four skills that we continue to emphasize and spend much more time teasing out from our candidates when we're talking to them are adaptability. If there's anything that we've learned in the last year is the need to be adaptable to the environment that we're dealing with. And so in talking to candidates, talking to folks that are contemplating joining us, we've asked them how they've adapted in their own performance over the last year. Humility. I think Adam did a really good job in talking about the need to demonstrate credibility in these new medium that we're using for communicating with our customers. And so it's much more of a challenge to create empathy and a connection with somebody, I feel, virtually, but it can be done, and it can be done very, very effectively.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Looking forward to having you back on the show. You always have great content with your team at Investors Bank. And one last clip, let's get in here before we go to the, before we have to close out the show, running out of time here. Shep Hyken, he addresses lifetime or next time. Now, Shep Hyken is one of the leading authorities on the customer experience. Let's give a listen. Shep Hyken.
Everybody's wanting customer loyalty. They want loyal customers
right.
for a lifetime.
Right.
Daunting task. A lifetime is a long time. Stop thinking about a lifetime. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about the next time, every time. And here's the question to ask. I'm dealing with a customer. It could be a positive experience, or it could be a tenuous or contentious mm-hmm. experience. Mm-hmm. What am I doing right now to make sure that the next time the customer needs whatever it is that I sell or do, that they're going to come back to me instead of the competition? That's the next time, every time.
Thank you, Shep. And to all the, of course, a special thank you to Seth Godin. What an amazing show. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up. And for those that want and will appreciate the video episode, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. On YouTube, we are 710WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. When you click subscribe, you will automatically be notified every single time a show goes live, the video episode, and when the interview with Seth, when the interview with Seth Godin goes live. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710WOR. Have a successful week.
710WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.